about what to bring or what to preach, wrestled with it, and I can't get off work this week, so I'm still working this week and doing all that and preparing for all this and praying about it. Was there at work the other day, and you know how that I've been looking at this page, and there's just words on there right now. I'm hoping they'll clear up here a little bit, and I'm a little nervous. It's not like I don't know y'all, but you know, I always get nervous before I get up to preach anyway. But I don't want to say the idea, but the concept, the Lord gave me a concept, if you will. I don't know if that's the right word or not either, to use. And it's, we want to look at that here tonight. Just to give you some where this came from. At work, I got a guy that goes through and he lays out for the waste pipe and marks centers of vanity sinks and all that. And then there's another guy that goes around after the PVC is already in, and he checks the centers of everything for the water lines. It's a double check, right? And they had the same papers that they go off of. And then I come through after that with another set of papers just like it. And I do a triple check to make sure everything's on center. Every one of us are finding things that are wrong. We continually find things. And then about once a week, something like that, my boss, the owner of the company, he has his papers and he walks through. And guess what? He catches some things. You know, that we got quadruple checks going on to help keep things going. And I got to looking at that and thinking about that last week, that as I was going through checking, you know, and I show the guys some mistakes they're making, and then John takes me aside and shows me some mistakes that I'm making. Oh, and as I looked at this, I saw my life. That we go out in the world, we come together on Sundays, and that's a day of refreshing. It's a day of renewal. It's kind of like the boss taking you by the hand and saying, I'm going to show you some things. Sometimes it's things we don't even realize we're doing. You know, and what I got to looking at is, have you been living your life, or have you been serving the Lord in your life? You know, and that's what we want to look at tonight. What are you doing? It's so easy. And it's not just the men here. I got thinking about that. It's the ladies too, because I talked to Trish about her day, and her day's busier than mine. You know, a lot of your ladies, your days are busier than your husband's days. I mean, they are. At least I can leave my work. Yours is there all the time. Oh, it's so easy to get up in the morning and go to work and come home and do the things at home and go to bed and get up and go to work. And before long, all you're doing is living a life. And you're not serving the Lord at all. Take your Bibles, if you will, and turn to John chapter 21. As I looked at this, I thought of some people that we could go to and we could look at their lives. The first one that came to mind was Lot. So, you know, everybody's going to expect me to go there. We always look at Lot, and Lot was one that, you know, he was saved. And he made some wrong decisions. But as I prayed more about it and prayed about it and asked the Lord, Lord, I just want to go take the easy way. You show me where you want me to look at. You show me. And he brought this scripture to mind here. In John chapter 21 and starting at verse 1. And you probably know the scripture here, these verses. Verses 1 through 3. John chapter 21, verses 1 through 3. It says, after these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and on this wise showed he himself. There were together Simon Peter and Thomas, called Didymus, and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and the two older of his disciples. Simon Peter saith unto them, I go a fishing. They say unto him, we also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship, and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. And as we look at this here, we see sometimes in our lives where that, I know Peter here, when he decided he's going fishing, you look up those words, and what they mean is he's leaving the ministry. He's going back to fishing. He's done with it. And you look at his, you look at what's happened to Peter all through here. I'm not beating up Peter or anything, but we get in the same place sometimes. Sometimes we don't say, you know what? I'm not going to serve the Lord. I'm just going to live my life. We just get so busy wrapped up in our life that we unconsciously make that decision that there's so much I have to get done. There's not enough hours in a day. I don't have time to do it all. We rush through. And before long, we turn around and look, and we've lived 10 years and not even served the Lord. Just as a short example to you, how many times have you been praying and woke up? Nobody nod their head yes that happens to you. But, I mean, you ever prayed and realized you've been praying for a little bit and you don't even know what you prayed about? You ever been reading the Bible and noticed you've already read two chapters and you don't even remember what they're about? See, it happens short in our times that we read and don't even pay attention to what we're doing. But we can also live our lives and not even pay attention to what we're doing. We just live a life. Not that we're doing anything wrong. And that's what led me here to Peter. Is there anything wrong with fishing? There's nothing wrong with fishing. Matter of fact, I fish just like Peter does here. I catch nothing. When I go fishing, I don't. I enjoy it. It's calm. It's peaceful. I enjoy it. There's nothing wrong with fishing at all. Peter wasn't doing anything wrong. And that's what led me away from Lot. Lot was in a place that was wrong. He had made some wrong decisions. But, I mean, there was nothing wrong with what Peter was doing with away from sin. He's leaving the ministry. And God wasn't ready for him to. God said no. But here, Peter says, I go a-fishing. What I find is miraculous about this, Peter says, I'm going back to something that I know. Something that's predictable. Something that I understand. Something that I don't mess up at. And I can make a living at this. And how did he do his first night? He caught nothing. Nothing at all. Sometimes we're so busy in our lives trying to provide for those things that we need. And we can't. We can't. Peter was planning on living his own life. He was planning on providing the things that he needed himself. What does the Lord say? Keep your place here in John chapter 21. We're going to be coming back here. But take your Bibles and turn to Matthew chapter 6. What does the Lord say about providing for the things? Matthew chapter 6. We're going to start in verse 31. I don't know where to start besides verse 19, but we're going to start in verse 31 here and read down to the end of this chapter. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 31 says, therefore take no thought. And that word thought, I know y'all know this, it means worry. But not a worry of like we do sometimes, we're worried about somebody, but it's a worry to the point that's distracting you from serving God. And that's what I'm talking about. You living your life instead of serving the Lord. Take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. Verse 33 is the one we want to look at. He says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. What does the Lord say here about us providing for the things of our own? He says, don't worry about those things. Don't be distracted by those things. What the needs that we have, they're real needs to you and me, aren't they? You know what they really are? Distractions. That's what the Lord says they are. Don't worry about those things. They will distract you away from serving Him. They will cause us... Look, they will. Those things that we have need, and the food, the clothes, the houses, everything that we have, if we look too much to them, they're going to cause us to live a life and not serve the Lord. That's what they're going to do. Look in 2 Peter chapter 1. You might say, yeah, but you don't understand the things that I'm going through, the problems that I'm having. you don't understand. You're right. I may not understand. If I've never been through what you're going through, then no, I don't understand. I can sympathize, but the Lord knows. The Lord knows. In 2 Peter chapter 1, we just want to read verse 4. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 4 says, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. We have needs. We can either try and provide those needs, as Peter was doing here in John 21 verses 1 through 3, and get nowhere. Or we can do like Matthew 6:33 says, and says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all these things be added unto you. And we can look to the Lord and know that He has exceeding great and precious promises. I mean, I just love that. I love this here, that the end of this, it says, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. As if that's not enough. As if the promises that are exceeding great and precious aren't enough. But He says, by these promises, that by these ye might be partakers, look at this, of the divine nature. Look at this. That nature that we long to have, that we long to be with the Lord, He says you can partake of that now because of these exceeding great and precious promises. If you'll believe in me and trust me, and don't worry about those things, don't live a life, serve me. That's what He says. He says, and by doing that, we can, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. There's a corruption that's in this world, and it comes through the lust of the flesh. That's where it comes from. And we can escape that. Although we have this flesh here with us, right? We can escape that. By serving the Lord, by seeking Him, by knowing. And you know, He says here that He has exceeding great and precious promises. Do you have any of those? No, like Brother Jim said, you may say, yes, the Lord has a lot of promises. Name one. Right. Don't just quote it. Tell me a time when it came to life in your life. That's the promises we're looking for. I mean, those are life changing. They're all promises all through the Bible. But whenever the Lord takes one of those promises and opens your eyes in a time of trouble, and you bring it to Him and you say, Lord, this is what you said right here. Lord, I'm going to trust in you for it. And He does that. That's a promise you're never going to forget. And that's a time in your life. It was hard to go through, but you're going to be more thankful for that time than you will any other time in your life because of what the Lord has showed you and how He's brought you through that. Just because we serve the Lord, does that mean that we're going to have everything we need, everything provided for us that we want? Does that mean that all of our children are going to have their own bedrooms? We're going to have a car and every bay in the garage, if you will. Does that mean that? I can't help but to think of Lazarus. He was provided for. Not the way we think. Because he was laid at a rich man's gate and begged for food. Sometimes our idea of being provided for is different than the Lord's. Look, if you will, in John chapter 16 and verse 33. John 16, 33. Just because we serve the Lord and follow Him does not mean we're going to have an easy time. John 16:33 says, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in Me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." We can serve the Lord, we can trust Him. We cannot just live our life, but live a life that's serving Him. Have troubles, have trials in our life. Nobody says everything's going to come easy. Nobody says you're not going to go through trials and temptations and difficulties in your life. But one thing we can know, Christ said, "I have overcome the world." Amen. We can have peace because He has overcome it. No matter what trouble you're having, no matter what difficulty you have in your life, you can know that Christ has overcome that. And you can serve Him in your life. Back in John chapter 21, look here, and Peter decided he's going to go live his life his way, just as we sometimes do. I'm not saying we consciously make that, but sometimes we end up and look back and we've been doing just this. That's what we've been doing. John 21 and verses 4 through 6 says, "But when the morning..." Now, see, they had been out fishing all night and caught nothing. "But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on a shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus said to them, unto them, 'Children, have ye any meat?' They answered Him, 'No.' And He said unto them, 'Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find.' They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it in for the multitude of fishes." I mean, they fished all night. And Peter, if it was me out there fishing, I could understand. Because I don't know how to fish. But Peter, that was his life.
Right.
I mean, and you just look, I saw a picture one time where the, just a cartoon thing where the net was on this side and all the fishers were huddled on this side of the boat. You know, and that's what the Lord did. He kept them fish out of the net. Now you tell me the Lord can't control things in your life if He can control a fish from going in the net.
Amen.
He can do it. Peter caught nothing all night long, and Christ says, "You got any meat?" "No." "Well, cast your nets on the other side." I can just imagine Peter. "What? What difference is that going to make?" "All right, well, let's try. We tried everything else. Let's make the man happy. So cast it over there." Isn't that the way it is with us sometimes? When we're doing everything we can. We're wrestling. We're striving. We're working as hard as we can work to make things happen, to provide for our families, to take care of our families, to do everything we know to do, everything possible to do. And it just, it's like trying to hold water in your hands. You just can't do it. And the Lord comes up and asks a simple question. "Are you serving Me? Have you prayed today? How many times have you tried to do something? You get up in the morning, you got a busy day, and you head out and you go to work, or you start your day there at home and got a busy day and things are just falling apart on you. You can't get them to go together. And you couldn't take a piece of, you couldn't write nothing. You couldn't do nothing right. And the Lord asks you in your mind, 'Did you pray this morning?' Oh, Lord, forgive me. I forgot to pray. I was so busy. I was so busy. I was such in a big hurry to get up and rush into my life that I forgot to serve You. Here, when that happens, we can't provide for ourselves until the Lord comes and shows us how. When the Lord shows us how, when the Lord opens up our eyes to the truth, and we can serve Him. What would have happened if Peter would have laughed and said, "No, we're not doing that, you crazy man, we're not doing that. There's no sense in that. The fish are over there, they'll swim over here." They never caught any fish. They never caught any. If we don't follow the Lord, there's blessings we're not going to receive. But when we serve Him, there's blessings that are hidden that we can't find. Peter was going fishing. The Lord gave him what he went fishing for. But let's keep reading here, and we'll find that he got so much more. Starting verse 7 down through verse 9. It says, "Therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved saith unto Peter, It is the Lord. Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girt his fishing coat unto him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea." Peter wasn't even going to wait for the boat to come, the ship to come to the shore. He wanted to get to the Lord. Verse 8, "And the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes." Peter just left them fishes and everything. He didn't care about them anymore. He jumped in the water and took off, and the other disciples came in the ship, if I'm understanding this right, in the little ship, dragging the net of fishes. Look at this, verse 9. As soon then as they were come to land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid thereon in bread." The thing that Peter went to provide for himself, the Lord already had. And it's there waiting for him. It's there. Verse 10. "Jesus saith unto them, Bring of the fish which ye have now caught. Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land full of great fishes, 153. And for all there were so many, yet was not the net broken." Look at this. Christ already has the fish on the fire. He already has it on the coals there, and the bread and everything. It's already ready. Yet He still tells them, bring of the fish. Verse 12. "Jesus saith unto them, Come and dine. And none of the disciples durst ask Him, Who art thou? Knowing that it was the Lord." The thing that we strive for in our lives to provide, we get busy living our lives. And the Lord is here. He has everything we need. He's ready to provide it. But we're too busy to stop and ask. We're too busy to stop and serve Him. But instead, we want to rush out. You know, and before we go on here, this verse 12, "Jesus saith unto them, Come." He doesn't say here, "Come and eat." It's not what He says. He doesn't say, "Come and eat." I think there's a reason for this. You know, most of the time, I eat. You know, sit down to a meal and we eat. I used to do it more often. With my wife, we would go out and dine. There's a difference between sitting and eating and relaxing and enjoying the company, fellowshipping, dining. There's too many times that we're so busy. I have a lot to do today. I need to read my Bible. Let's see, I'll read this here. And we eat real quick. And then go on our way. It's like a fast food restaurant with our Bible sometimes. We don't stop and dine.
Amen.
That's what we need to do. We need to dine. There's blessings there that you won't receive if you don't come and dine with the Lord. We need to slow down in our lives and enjoy the blessings of the Lord. They're all around us. Look in Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20. Ephesians chapter 3. Oh, that's scaring me. I was in Galatians chapter 3, 20. That was not reading right. Okay. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20. We try and serve the Lord, but too many times we don't ask Him because we think He can't. It's one of those things we know we can, but we don't believe He can, if you know what I mean. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20 says, "Now unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us." If we would just stop, not just stop living our lives, but if we would just stop our doubting, stop our wondering, or whatever you want to call it, and just believe. Can the Lord do what He said He's going to do? We know He can. We know He can. There's promises in the Bible. We know He can. But we're almost afraid to dream. We're almost afraid to ask above and beyond. Because what if He don't? Well, then maybe it wasn't His will. There you go. Do you want to serve the Lord and follow Him and what He wants you to do? He says here, "Now unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above." It's just not now that He can do more. It's not that. He can do exceeding abundantly above. I mean, that's piled and piled and piled more on top of above.
Amen.
What all that ye shall ask. You know, well, anything you can ask, He can do more. But then the Lord knows us, don't He? He knows there's some things we'll think but we won't ask. And He says, "I can do more than you think I can do. You just come up with anything in your mind, I can do more." That's what He said, exceeding abundantly more. He says, "I can do it according to the power that worketh in us." Do you believe the Lord? Do you believe He can provide for you and your family? Then why are we working so hard and so wrapped up in the daily things of this world? The only thing I can come to a conclusion of, this is the conclusion that I have came to. We don't really believe like we say we believe. I don't know what else to say. Maybe I should change that to, I don't believe like I say I believe. Because I'm the one that came to this conclusion in my life. I want to serve the Lord. I want to follow Him. You know, I started out telling you about the checks and double checks at work. It's not only in work that we have those double checks. We have them right here in our life. In closing, I just want to show you, just tell you this, and we'll be done. We go to work on Monday. On Wednesday, Lord willing, we come back here to services Wednesday night. It's a check. Are you serving the Lord? Are you living your life? We go back out Thursday, Friday, Saturday, come back in here Sunday. It's another check. Are you serving the Lord? Are you living your life? We're here Sunday night. It's another check. What are you doing? Now, guess what? Maybe I'm wrong and bad example, maybe. But to me, this week, it's kind of like the boss coming up. Now, we're going to take you by the hand all week. And it's going to be a test, a check. What are you doing in your life? What are we doing in our lives? Are we serving the Lord? Or are we just out there living our life? This week can be a check for us. A good one. We need to be serving the Lord and not just living our life. We're willing to be a blessing to you. Thank you.